eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. It has four levels of defense to help keep your engine running efficiently. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Romy Reiner is 28 years old. She's a photographer and an artist. On December 14th of 25, she got a call from a massage therapist who couldn't reach her parents for a scheduled appointment. So Romy went to check on them. She walked into her parents' home in Brentwood and she found her father's body in the master bedroom and she called 911. And somewhere in the hours that followed, as paramedics arrived, as police took over, as news began to spread through Hollywood and beyond, Romy learned that her brother Nick, the one who'd been living in the guest house on the property, was a suspect. He was arrested that night near USC. He's now charged with two counts of first-degree murder. We spent a lot of time talking about Nick Reiner on this show, his mental illness, his legal problems, his not guilty plea, the defense strategies that might be coming. But today I want to talk about the people who haven't had a lot of focus on them, who we haven't focused on enough, the ones who have to live with what happened, the ones who didn't choose any of this, but will carry it for the rest of their lives. Jake Reiner, Romy Reiner, and Tracy Reiner, the ones left behind. Jake is 34. He was a news reporter in Texas and California, including at CBS Los Angeles, before following his father into the film industry. He's acted in a few projects, including Being Charlie, the 2015 film his father directed and his brother Nick co-wrote, the one about addiction, the one based on their family's real experiences. Romy, as I mentioned, is 28, a photographer, like her mother, an artist, the one who found the body. Tracy is 61, Rob Reiner's oldest child, adopted during his marriage to Penny Marshall. She saw her father at a family gathering the day before he died. When asked for comment after the news broke, she said simply, "I came from the greatest family ever. I don't even know what to say. I'm in shock." Three siblings, three people who woke up on December 14th with parents and went to bed that night without them. But here's what makes her situation different from almost any other grief you can imagine. These aren't just mourning children. They occupy three roles simultaneously, and those roles don't fit together cleanly. First, They're the primary mourners. There's no one above them in the family hierarchy now. No parents to defer to, no elders to lean on. They are the top of the family tree, whether they're ready for that or not. Second, they're the victims next of kin. Under California's Victim Bill of Rights, Marcy's Law, they have legal standing. The DA has said he'll consider their input on major decisions, including whether to seek the death penalty for their own brother. Third, they're the family of the accused. Nick is their brother. Whether he allegedly did or whatever he allegedly did, they share his DNA. They share a childhood. They share parents that are now dead. All three roles at once for the rest of their lives. A few days after their parents were found, Jake and Romy released a joint statement. Words cannot even begin to describe the unimaginable pain we are experiencing every moment of the day, they wrote. The horrific and devastating loss of our parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, is something that no one should ever experience. They weren't just our parents, they were our best friends. They asked for respect and privacy. They asked for speculation to be tempered with compassion. They asked for the parents, their parents, to be remembered for the incredible lives they lived and the love they gave. What they didn't say, what they didn't need to say, is that they're now trapped in a legal process that will drag on for years. When Nick's own attorney, former attorney Alan Jackson, withdrew from the case back in January, the family released another statement. This one was shorter. They have the utmost trust in the legal process and will not comment further on matters related to the legal proceedings. That's the public posture. Trust the process. No further comment. But think about what the process actually requires of them. DA Nathan Hochman has said his office will take the thoughts and desires of the family into consideration when deciding whether to seek the death penalty. That sounds like it gives them power. It actually doesn't. Legal experts have been clear. Family input is meaningful, but it's not controlling. Prosecutors can listen to the family and still do whatever they determine is appropriate based on the evidence, the law, and their own judgment. Sources say the Reiner siblings have made it clear they don't want the death penalty for Nick, but that doesn't mean they'll get what they want. It just means they had to have that conversation. They had to think about it. They had to form a position on whether their brother should be executed for killing their parents. That's the cruelty of this situation. Even when the legal system offers the family a voice, exercising that voice requires them to engage with questions no one should ever have to answer. Let me talk about grief for a minute, because there's a body of research on what happens to siblings when they lose a brother or sister, and almost none of it applies to what Jake and Romy and Tracy are going through. Psychologists talk about something called disenfranchised grief. It's the phenomenon where surviving siblings feel their loss doesn't count as much as everyone else's. When adult siblings die, or an adult sibling dies, they often leave behind parents, a spouse, children, people whose grief is more socially recognized. The siblings get pushed to the margins. Their pain is real, but it's treated as secondary. Researchers at the Trauma and Grief Center have documented this. Somehow, their grief doesn't feel as important or relevant as the grief of their parents, one psychologist noted, and that's a big problem. But the Reiner siblings don't have parents to defer to. Their parents are the one who's died. There's no one above them in the grief hierarchy. They are the primary mourners, whether society recognizes it or not. And on top of that, they're dealing with factors that compound trauma in ways the research barely covers. Romy found the body. That alone can cause post-traumatic stress that lasts a lifetime. The deaths were violent. Homicide grief is different from other kinds of loss. It's complicated by investigations, legal proceedings, media coverage, and the knowledge that someone chose to do this. And the person who allegedly chose to do this is their brother. That's a particular kind of grief that comes when a family member is responsible for another family member's death. There's a very specific type of grief there. It doesn't fit neatly into any one category. And mourning the dead, while you're mourning the dead, you're also mourning the living, the sibling you thought you knew, the person who's now in a jail cell, the relationship that will never be what it was. Sources say Jake and Romy have completely cut Nick off. They're not visiting him in custody. One insider said the decision is rooted in devastation over their parents' deaths, not a legal strategy. But here's the thing. Nick isn't gone. He's not dead. He's not someone they can simply stop thinking about. He's going to be in the news for years. His name will come up at every family gathering. His face will appear on screens. His case will be discussed by strangers who don't know the family, who don't understand the history, who treat the whole thing like entertainment. The siblings can't grieve Nick the way they grieve, or the way you grieve someone who's died. They can't hold a funeral and move on. They can't process the loss and find closure because Nick is still alive. He's still their brother, and he's still going to be part of their story whether they want him to be or not. There's another layer to this that I keep coming back to thinking about when going through this. Jake and Romy and Tracy knew who Nick was before December 14th. They lived through the years of trying to help him. The 18 rehab stints, the conservatorship that lasted a year and then ended, the periods of hope followed by periods of collapse, a family friend who stayed with the Reiners shortly before the death described dinners where everything seemed normal. Nick helping out, washing dishes, watching TV with the family, looking like he was on the upswing. The siblings carry all those memories now. Every good moment with Nick is shadowed by what came after. Every warning sign they had dismissed now looks like something they should have acted on. That's a particular kind of torture. The what-ifs, the should-haves. They're wondering whether any of the years of trying ever mattered. Whether anything could have changed the outcome. Whether there was some moment where intervention might have made a difference. There probably wasn't. The research on parricide, the killing of parents by children, is clear that severely mentally ill offenders often have histories exactly like Nick's. Diagnosed conditions, medications that work until they don't, treatment that's accepted and then rejected, families who try everything and still can't prevent the worst. But knowing that intellectually doesn't make the guilt go away. It doesn't stop the replaying of conversations, the second guessing of decisions, the wondering if you could have done more. So what does healing look like for the Reiner siblings? I don't think there's a clean answer to that question. I don't think there's a version of this where they get to grieve in peace and move on with their lives. Consider the possible outcomes of Nick's case. If he's convicted and sentenced to death, despite the family's reported wishes, they'll have to live with knowing their input didn't matter, and potentially years down the line, they'll face the question of whether to witness their brother's execution. If he's convicted and sentenced to life without parole, they'll spend the next several decades knowing he's alive in California's prison system, a permanent presence and name that will come up every time they introduce themselves to someone who follows the news. And if he's found not guilty by reason of insanity and committed to a psychiatric facility, they'll have to process the legal system's determination that their brother wasn't responsible for what he did, even as they carry the weight of two parents who are never coming back. There's no outcome that gives them their family back. There's no verdict that restores what December 14th took from them. And in the meantime, the process grinds on. The preliminary hearing is now scheduled for April 29th. That's when prosecutors will present evidence and a judge will decide if there's enough to proceed to trial. After that, there will be more hearings, motions, delays, psychiatric evaluations, legal arguments about mental illness and intent, and what Nick did or didn't understand. It could be more than a year before this goes to trial, and it likely will take possibly longer if it goes to trial at all. And through every stage of that process, Jake and Romy and Tracy will have to decide how much to engage. Whether to attend hearings, whether to speak to prosecutors, whether to issue statements, whether to watch the coverage or look away. They'll have to figure out how to be a family without the two people who held them together. How to celebrate birthdays and holidays, how to answer questions from well-meaning strangers. How to introduce themselves without inviting a conversation about the worst thing that ever happened to them. They weren't just our parents, Jake and Romy wrote. They were our best friends. That's who they lost. Two people who loved them. Two people who shaped who they are. Two people whose deaths will define the rest of their lives in ways they never asked for and can never escape. They asked for privacy. They asked for compassion. They asked for their parents to be remembered for the love they gave. What they got instead is a spotlight they didn't seek, a legal process they can't control, and a grief that doesn't fit into any box society has built. The preliminary hearing, like I said, is in April. The death penalty decision is pending. The trial, if there is one, is somewhere on the horizon. And through it all, Jake and Romy and Tracy will have to keep living. keep working, keep breathing, keep finding reasons to get up in the morning when the two people who believed in them the most are gone. They didn't choose this. They didn't ask for this. They're just the ones left behind. And if you've been one left behind, you know what that pain is like. Look forward to your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube or our Substack. The links are in the description. You can also press subscribe wherever you get this, whether it be YouTube or Apple Podcasts. Please do hit subscribe. We do greatly appreciate that. And if you got a moment and you're valuing our reporting, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll continue our conversation in the comments section. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except Hotels.com.
I was going to say, yeah. Hotels.com, because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay, that tracks.
Hotels.com, it's all in the name.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement. Part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer, it's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.